Once there was a bunny who was the color of twilight. Twilight. She was not cotton candy blue or princess petticoat blue, but a blue which was so soft it hadn't been invented yet. It was so velvety deep, so blue, that it would have been a sleeping potion for the eyes, if it had been invented. Nevertheless, that was the color the bunny was. And she couldn't wake up and look at her own ink velvet fur without getting drowsy and falling asleep. And so, she had been asleep since the beginning of time. And every time she went to sleep, she got sleepier. Because when she slept, she dreamed of herself turning into blue cotton candy, or princess petticoats, or a sunset cloud, or the night itself, or she dreamed of flying. One night, on an irresponsibly lazy hill, she woke up, just for a moment, and in that moment, she looked at the twilight cloud overhead without seeing her own fluff, but she thought she was looking at her own sleeping potion fluff. So she assumed that she had fallen asleep, but she was not asleep. And when she began to fly as though she were flying in her dream, she was not actually dreaming. She was actually flying. Flying was easy. She just rolled over. And her paws went up. And the rest of her followed. And because she thought she was asleep, she forgot to fall back down again. The evening smelled of blue cotton candy. She was only dreaming, though not truly asleep, and she floated straight for a cloud shaped like the petticoat of a very serious, very well-read princess. The princess who wore the petticoat was asleep, leaning with her head on the satin cushion in the window of her tower. Yes, she was imprisoned. Stone walls, circular tower, everything. The princess had one dream in life, beyond escaping her tower, of course. And that one dream was to become enormous. She was dreaming that she was becoming a sunset cloud, growing larger, larger, filling the sky, her toes brushing the clover of an impossibly lazy hill, her fingertips stroking the melting extremes of the horizon, her hair floating up, 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 her dark hair touching the twinkling silver stars. Then something fluffy began to tickle the princess's petticoats. "That tickles," she tried to say, but she was too deeply asleep. So she only murmured, through her heavy lips. But though her lips were asleep, her hands were only dreaming, and she reached down and touched the bunny, our same bunny, with the fluttering eyelids of her fingertips. The princess and the bunny met at the borderland of sleep and dream and wake. Perhaps you have been there yourself. You are lying in bed, thinking very seriously about the presentation about beavers that you have to give to your class tomorrow. Just going over it and visualizing it in your mind, everything you say. Suddenly, as you give your presentation to the class, there is a dog in the class. But no, it is all right. The dog is your teacher. She is telling you that You did a great job on your presentation about beavers, and she is passing out ice cream cones. The princess had fallen out of her tower window. Someone who looked very much like a masked villain, but who in the final unveiling would turn out to be a dog who was also your teacher, had scaled the walls of the tower, unhooked the latch of her window. And when this masked dog did that, the princess just swooped out of the window into the waiting arms of the sunset. That's how loose her muscles were. It is very inappropriate for a princess to have such loose muscles. Why was my tower latched from the outside? She wondered, as she fell straight across the landscape, like a feather on a storm wind blowing in from the north, and her aim was the horizon. You know the horizon. It is the imaginary line where the sky meets the land. Your mind creates it for you. It is not a real line, yet it is always there. You can see it right now. Look right at the line. Are you looking at the sky or the land? Look at neither. Look at the line. That line is the place where the princess was headed. It was the place she would finally be truly alone. But would she? No, she could not. For she and the bunny were on a collision course. They were already touching. How very large you are, the bunny said. Oh, my companion, said the princess. You are the one I have been waiting for all along. And she embraced the bunny with such tenderness, such sincerity of touch, that the bunny knew she was waking up for the first time in all eternity by a touch of true love. Are we asleep? Or are we dreaming? Asked the bunny. Both and neither. Let us fly to the line. We are really flying then? The bunny asked. Really and truly, the princess answered. All along I knew I could fly, the bunny said. Yes, said the princess. You really showed them all. Yes, said the bunny. We did. Together. There was a moment in which the loudest sound was the heat of the sun fizzling as it entered the earth's atmosphere, and the sun as it moved to warm another part of the earth, which is to say, the earth turned, and the sun continued on its own mysterious course through the Milky Way, satellites in orbiting tow.
Do you have any cotton candy? The bunny asked.
Yes, the princess replied, still growing larger every moment. And she lifted her skirts over her head to reveal her petticoats. And twilight cotton candy filled the sky.